Unplug with the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. I'm Rocker here with Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser, and they are live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Kirsty, we were just talking about some shows. So Al's Dayton Place, it's down in Belleville. Tell us about this place. Have you played there?
I've never been there, but Al reached out to me because he knew me back in the day from like the country twist, like pre-Thirsty Jones. Wow. And so he's like, throughout the years he's messaged me and he's like, I'm going to be opening a bar, you know, like every step of the way. So it's Thanksgiving Eve right there, and it's going to be a whole Wisconsin experience. He's going to do a chip draw for like $500 and $1,000, and I'm so here for it to have Rob experience a night like that in Wisconsin.
And Hammy's Roadside Bar in Janesville. Now you're from Janesville. Yes. What's Hammy's?
Hammy's is a nickname and an ode to the original owner, who's now taken over by his wife. And they, like some of these, they went to school with my mom. Like I know them.
Wow.
I've known them since I was really little, and I'm from Janesville originally. So it's one of those pit stops that I've kind of done on and off, whether it was with Jacob Vance or somewhere. So it's just kind of like a hometown spot to see people and have a big reunion. And yeah, I feel like that's what it's about when I come up for the holidays, is I want to see as many people as possible.
That's going to be fun. And then next Saturday, you're going to be live with Rob Roberts on WSUM at 8 a.m. on his Live Loud and Local.
Yes, I am. 8 a.m. We're going to have coffee, the whole thing. And Rob's looking at me like, what? Yeah, it's going to be early, babe, but we're going to be able to do it.
Was this on the schedule? What?
Yeah, Rob has always been so supportive. So I'm really happy to go back in the studio with him and be able to do it live.
Now, you're bringing up Rob. How did you meet Rob? Where does he come from?
Well, this Rob over here, we met at... Are you getting to the mic because you want to take this over?
We met at Tootsie's.
Tootsie's Orchid Tootsie's. Lounge in downtown Nashville, January of 2020. I went down there to do the open audition and jam session with the band. And I was like, I want to play Tootsie's to check it off my bucket list. And Rob was there hosting the band and everything. And so we exchanged information. Fast forward to April of 2021. I came back to Nashville to do shows and try to play shows downtown, play some acoustic stuff, full band, whatever was available. And I joined this app and Rob was on it. And so he recommended me. And then you want to finish?
I needed a singer. I knew she could sing.
Yeah, like a week and a half later, he was like, "Well, I can now pay an additional female singer, so I'm gonna text."
Yeah, we had just gotten back to the point in Nashville where we were busy enough to have, you know, a 5-piece band instead of a 4-piece band.
Yeah,
And she was the first person I wanted to call up.
Nice.
The rest is history.
Kismet. Kirsty, you're going to start hosting a round at the Listening Room in December. Tell us about that. I imagine this is in Nashville.
Yes, this is a stepping stone for sure. So I've played at the Listening Room now 4 times, and now I'm going to be there, but I'm in charge of, essentially, when you host a round, you're in charge of asking other people to be in the round. So that means they trust you enough to bring for the show, and it's a ticketed show and the room is great, so it's a big deal. I'm like, the one of the first person I asked to be a part of my round was Rob Reiser over here, and it's just going to be a really special night and another stepping stone to kind of check off the bucket list.
Wow, sounds incredible. That is so great to hear.
And they listen, right? It's called the Listening Room, so they listen.
Wow, yeah, nobody's checking their phones or
right,
you know,
they're,
talking.
They're like,
the content, that is great. Let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair with Kirsty and Rob, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Yum.
The next song you're going to perform for us tonight is called Boxes. I was thinking this song must be the result of too many Amazon orders.
That's Rob's problem, not mine. He's always getting pedals and things in the mail and I don't even know, dressings. But this is actually a perfect lead-in because we were just talking about how we met. And I wrote this with my buddy John Allen Miller. for Rob. This is essentially like a love song.
Such a long time for a man that hasn't owned. Never thought I'd find it, but there he was. Hallelujah. There's no doubt about it, he's my miracle. Even talking about him feels spiritual. He's a go-getter, he's a saint, he's a winner. Hopeless, romantic, and a damn good kisser. Kind and patient, he puts God and family first. He's my rock, he's a dreamer. Smart and hardworking, he's the cheerleader. Everything that means something to me, he's got it. Checks on phone boxes. I'm gonna hold on for my dear life. Do this man and be the best woman I can and keep him satisfied. Cause he's all I've ever wanted. Every day I thank the good Lord. Still can't believe he gifted me an angel so perfect for me. He's a go-getter, he's a saint, he's a winner. Hopeless, romantic, and a damn good kisser. Kind and patient, he puts God and family first. He's my rock, he's a dreamer. Smart and hardworking, he's a everything that means something to me, he's got it. He checks on phone boxes. As a bonus, he's funny and good with his money. He cooks up a storm and is sweet as honey. He's a go-getter, he's a saint, he's a winner. Hopeless, romantic, and a damn good kisser. Kind and patient, he puts God and family first. He's my rock, he's a dreamer. Smart and hardworking, he's a cheerleader. Everything that means something. Checks and phone boxes. Yeah, that boy's got it. All my boxes.
All right. We are here with Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser live in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Kirsty, when you write these songs, how does that happen? Are you playing like guitar and coming up with a riff, or do you got Rob right there with you writing? How does that happen?
A lot of times I purposely pair myself with somebody who is excellent on their guitar. I start off with piano and guitar, but guitar is, I feel like I'm limited. I like to create melodies that are beyond, I guess, the chords that I would go to normally, or, you know, put a capo on and go to. I'd rather make up the melody and find the music that goes with it, or make the words up. I'm very lyric driven, and that's kind of how it normally happens. Is I will record memos on my phone, or I'll have an idea, and I will kind of know how the song, the vein of what the song is going to be like, and then we'll make up the melody as we're writing it.
Because every song is really, it's a story, right?
It is. And Boxes was, I was just like all up in my feels that day, and it was brand new, and I think this was, what, July? And so I just wanted to express myself in that way, and it's always hard to be vulnerable with somebody else in the room that, you know, maybe you don't hang out with every day. And so I remember feeling uncomfortable, but once I eased in to the right, and I was like, oh, well, I just got to share my feelings. Then we were able to, it just kind of snowballed from there.
Now tell me about playing the Songwriters Festival in St. Augustine.
Oh, that was my first ever Songwriters Festival. And so that's like a kind of a badge. Like it was really, really cool to be a part of. And the stage that we played on, I actually scoped out that area in February of 2020. And went down there, and I remembered that stage. And so to be not only playing that stage like a year and a half later, but for a Songwriters Festival was really cool. And I was definitely the young buck. I've only been in Nashville for 4 years. So like these guys are playing their, you know, massive hits, and I'm like, hey, you know, wrote this song with nobody you've ever heard of. Like, I'm gonna sing it now. And it was just, I think I, the round that I was in, one of the guys was the owner of the listening room, and so I think he was kind of letting me know I was the newbie at first, but I feel like we won him over by the end of the round. And so that was a good feeling, and it was definitely a huge moment to be a part of.
Paid your dues.
Yeah.
When are you going to have a new album out, and where can people find you online again?
So new music, I am talking to like 3 or 4 producers right now, and I can't give away what we're going to be working on, but maybe some of the songs that we're playing today that you heard already, even. That's about all I'll say. And then the record, this end of chapter, the end of the era of Yes You Can, we will just be celebrating that in the beginning of the year, and I'm so excited to throw the parties and move on to the new music.
Well, let's get back to Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Hello Someday. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is Beatles inspired, and I had this idea of meeting the future, and so and saying like hello someday, and this like moment that you keep thinking about. I do a lot of visualization, so essentially this is like my motivation song for myself and anybody out there. Hello someday. Take those dreams, make them real, and see to them in the light. Rise and shine, a brand new day. Pick it up and start again. Anywhere, it's more than a prayer. I'm working with the man upstairs. We've been talking for a while. Hello, Sunday. We made it. We don't. Went from zero to high score. Superpowers, I could fly. Became a hero, but sometimes there were lows I couldn't bear. Left it to the man upstairs. We've been talking for a while. Hello, someday. We made it. We don't have to play pretend no more. Not to me.
Yes. That is Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Kirsty, you're writing new music like crazy, but you're also writing for other artists. Tell us about this endeavor.
I think writing is, it's equally just as important to me and such a gift every time it kind of channels out of you. And so I spend about three writes a week, whether on Zoom or in person. And I don't know how it happened, but I feel like artists, especially like female artists, I'm writing with just more and more artists, and they're reaching out to me, asking me to meet up with them to write a song. I'm like, wait, you want me to write you a song? You know, like, and I just wrote with a Canadian artist. So while she was in town, she wanted to meet up to write, and they seem really happy with what we get. And it's definitely more catered to them and their story. And I kind of just listen, and then I start typing, and I'm like, what do you think of this? Or a lot of times I'll listen to all of their music before they come over, before we meet, and I will riff on my phone, just kind of sing maybe a summary melody of everything that I just consumed in the background, and taking their sound and pushing it a little bit. And if they like it, we use that or whatever. It's definitely been really fun to utilize songwriting in a different space.
Wow, that's very cool. And it's great to hear about all that collaboration with people.
I love collaborating. I think that's it's the best. I think that's a part of the cool thing about being a creative, is to meet with other creatives and then see what happens in that moment.
Now, what's coming up in the future for Kirsty and Rob?
We are going to be in Nashville for most of December. And we have a lot of showcases coming up. And then we'll be down in Florida. What were you gonna say? I thought you pushed the button to speak. We're gonna be down in Florida and then getting in the studio. Rob just put a deposit down, so he's gonna be getting in the studio for a new single. And I'm talking to producers, so just figuring all that out. Lots of writes and shows and studio time.
Nice. Lots of exciting stuff happening.
More demos, yeah.
Back to live music with Kirsty Krause and Rob Reiser here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for tonight is called Silver. Tell us about this song.
Oh, Silver was the first song I put out, and when I decided I was going to continue to put out music during the quarantine. And so it came out July of 2020. And wait. Yeah, 2020, and everything kind of morphs together when you don't have Sundays or a weekend. But, so Silver is about being true to yourself, so you can find the right person to partner with and to settle down with. Because the homegirl that I wrote this song with, Miss Erica Sunshine Lee, what a Georgia peach she is. She was telling me all about her story, and long story short, I ended up taking the song for myself, and I was like, I've been enjoying this, performing this live so much. And then I told her, I was like, would you mind if I cut this for my record? Like, I just love this song, even though it's your story. And she's like, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, you're killing it. So then it made it to the Country Network, and that was really cool to see like the music video on the Country Network.
Wow.
Even though it's essentially like a rock song, but you know, it's great. This song's called Silver. Let's do it.
I know we ain't perfect. You're the best thing I ever had, but it working. If there was a magic pill I knew could heal this hurt, I would drop a couple mil. Break nights in my head. You see diamonds, I see red. You say I'm never home, but you signed up when I was gone. Trying to change me, I'm still the same me. Silver just can't be gone. We go round in circles. said hi, it's champagne, jumping her down. The band's supposed to be this hard, the ones we start drumming us apart. Break lights, man. You see diamonds, I see red. You say I'm never home, but you sound the wind.
Krause, Rob Reiser here in the Devil's Lair, Devil Radio 92.7. You know, thanks so much for coming in and taking the time to play for us in the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it.
Oh, man, this is so fun. We worked with sweat, but we're smiling ear to ear. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We hope to have you back again when you're in town next holiday, maybe. We have time for one more song, and it's inspired by Phil Collins, and it's called You
it
Came
is.
Back.
It is. This is such a rocker song.
Yes.
So I was like, we gotta end on a rocker and a banger. So this is such a fun song to perform live. This is probably Rob's favorite on the guitar to perform.
He is in a metal band, isn't he?
Yeah. Fun fact about this song: I actually streamed live, doing the whole demo and putting the demo together on my YouTube page, so you can check that out if you want to see what a making of a demo looks like and how much I re-record vocals to be a perfectionist. But yeah, this is You Came Back.
Up on stage, I'm strumming my strings, and they all were watching my every move. Holding your drink like a rock star version of Kate Upton and photo shoots. Gone in a flash, and I wondered if I'd ever see you. Then you came into rage, and to meet you, my heart was blind. Didn't know a blue from black. Down by lobbies on a golden train. Oh, because you came back. Oh, you came back. Oh, because you came back. Oh, you came back. It's insane how one single moment can change almost everything in every way. One dance, one kiss, one whiskey. Now I can't imagine anybody else with me. I remember how I used to go around this town. Now I'm loving on solid ground. My heart was blind. Didn't know a blue problem. Down by lobbies on a golden train. How because you came back. Who you came back. Oh, because you came back. You came back. If I ever met you, who knows where I would be. Make it feel like destiny. My heart was
Yeah.
This is Kat Capilaro from VO5. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
And that is the Disco Haiku. VO5 will be playing at the Burr Oak coming up on December 2nd with Mad City Funk. So make sure you get out there for that show. Do some disco dancing. Get sweaty in this coming winter. I am Rocker here on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Max Inc. Heavy is next.